Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. In West Africa, in places like Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, Guinea, Nigeria, every village traditionally had a town speaker or storyteller. They would announce special occasions like births, weddings, even wars and battles. They tell fables and tales, parables and jokes, lore that was passed on from generation to generation. The storyteller is known as the griot and is the subject of a new documentary. It looks at the griot in Senegal, including one in particular, Ablaye Sissoko, a griot and a musician who plays the kora. Griot is a fascinating and beautifully musical film to look at and listen to. Its director is Volker Goetz, who is touring Canada with fellow musician Ablaye Sissoko, and I'm very pleased to have both of them here with me to have more to tell me more about the film. Hi, Volker. Bonjour, Ablaye.
Bonjour.
Hello.
So first, please tell me, what is a griot?
Well, you're born as a griot, and the tradition is passed on from father to son or mother to daughter. And they're storytellers, they are musicians. So that's the main two professions they have, storytellers or musicians. And because there was no written language in West Africa, so they had a very important role in upkeeping the history of a village, a country, of the people carrying news from one village to another. Some of them traveled. They were not killed during war because they're the ones who went back to the king and reported, you know, who won this war. They could upspeak, or they could say what they wanted in the society where other people would have killed to say this publicly, so they can critique the spiritual leader like Marabu or the king. But they could also praise the king if he's good. Many, many different roles.
And Ablaye, was your father also griot? Ton père est aussi?
Oui. Yes, my father was a griot, and you're born as a griot, but you cannot become a griot. So my children are griots, and my father, my grandfather, and so on, we're all griots.
And women, les femmes?
Yes, so they're the griots.
And are they as important now as they used to be?
Oui.
So yes, they're still very, very important. They play an important function in the people around the neighborhoods and around them, and also in important decisions. There are some who really represent the tradition, and others who maybe just are profiting from their position. But the majority of griots are good.
Is it true that one of the most famous West African musicians, Youssou N'Dour, is he also a griot?
So yes, of course he's a griot. He's born into this family. His father and mother, all his family and children are griots. It's a family of the Gaulo.
And what does that mean?
They were the ones who keep the history and protect the history and keep it up. They were really the true griot family who tells the stories of a country.
So I also a storyteller in the Western sense, so I hear stories and I retell them. But I don't, when I do storytelling, I don't make up new ones. Do the griot only do old ones that have been passed down, or do they create new stories?
The griot represents the past, so he is history. In every moment there's something happens, it represents the time. So the griot always makes sure that the history and what happens rests and known. So it's the griot who keeps up the story.
Le détenteur, c'est lui qui tient l'histoire.
And his role is to tell the good stories. So if, for instance, a Volker does something good for the society, so a griot would tell, okay, see, he has done, he would tell the story. So even in conflicts between ethnics or countries, that the griot is always untouchable.
ce qui faisait
so to make sure that he can carry the what happened.
Donc, il a une
très so he has a very important role in this space. And at the moment, the world is expanding or changing, and the griot still is a human, even in his own life. To have dreams like any individual, but one shouldn't forget his role to take part in the society system. So to not forget not to lose the orientation. So when it comes, so if there's confusion, then one is not a good
griot. So you don't act like a bad griot. Yeah. Can you tell me? Have you ever? This is for Ablai. Have you ever met a griot from other cultures?
So yes, I always meet people, griots from other countries.
Reciprocity between the griots.
They all have the same mission. So it's always a very beautiful moment to meet together and come together and celebrate the histories and the memories together.
Tell me about the instrument you play, Ablai.
So the instrument I'm playing is called the kora, and it's known as the African harp. So it's an instrument which you find in throughout all West Africa. So it's said that it comes from Guinea.
Gambia,
sorry. And because it's inside of Senegal, so they always fight, you know. So always they say, that, you know, you find this instrument in many countries, and but they always know it comes from this region of Senegal. So it's an instrument with 21 chords. So you play it with your two thumbs and two index fingers, and the men sing and the women sing. So the men sign and the women confirm. Because if you sign, you also have to confirm.
Mais on peut signer, ne pas confirmer.
So when you sign and it's not confirmed. So the man who's known for having the chance to assemble the core is known as Kimintan Sisiko. So in a sense, it's my heritage which is responsible or known for the formation of this. So if you would like to tell me the whole story, it would take 2 days to tell everything.
when you tell stories, Ablai, do you tell the exact words every time?
Yeah. So there are words which you can't find in other languages in my dialect. So the translation for us is very, very difficult to do. So I just recount the stories as my father told them to me. So at the moment I might explain something different or more, because the listener needs something more to understand what it means, because you have to pay attention how to transmit the stories. So if you tell the story and it's forgotten and not transmitted, then you might forget the stories.
And Volker, tell me how you play the trumpet with a muffler?
Well, I play trumpet, the flugelhorn. I use different mutes. The kora is a very extreme soft instrument, and softer than anything I would know in the Western world. Like it's softer than, many times softer than the harp or acoustic guitar. So we love to play acoustic, but just the because the nature of the instrument, it would allow us to give concerts before just 20 people. So So the mutes help to lower the volume of the instrument. But it's also my personal taste, where I find that the voices on the open trumpet are very taken from a lot of other great trumpeters. So it kind of helped me to find a voice on the trumpet. But I love to play open flugelhorn. I found my voice on that instrument. So I'm still looking for the trumpet. But now, after working so many years, I also play sometimes open trumpet with kora. It took a while to find ways how you really blend into the kora and the microtonal differences.
And the horn is such a very European sound, whereas the kora is a very African sound, West African sound. How did you combine them?
Well, I think after a while thinking about what we do, I call this cross-cultural contemporary dialogue. So I think that it's being respectful to each other, and for me, like, just take myself a little bit back and more try to find something which suits that song or the message transmitted. It's more my role here. So
okay. Finally, could you tell me, Ablay, with maybe half of all the people in Senegal and most of West Africa are under the age of 30, 25 or 30, do you think they will carry on the tradition of the griot?
Yes, I think it will continue because I'm still young, so I hope that it will. You know, I'm working on it, and it will be very strong. So when they see that someone has, you know, it works for him to be a griot in the modern world, in the today's world, they're really interested in the heritage, and so that's a good thing.
So he has to have a good cultural politics to convey the message.
So when he and if it's well done, then it intercepts the others.
Thank you very much. I've been speaking with Volker Goetz, who's touring Canada with fellow musician Ablay Sissoko and their new film Griot, and the concert tour that accompanies it starting tonight. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM, and my website, culturalmining.com.